In a KRWG public media control room, New Mexico State University student Evelyn Sandoval jots down some final notes on her director's script as she prepares to cue her production staff for the night's broadcast. Sandoval, a journalism and mass communication senior, directs the student-run KRWG News 22 broadcasts in Milton Hall three nights a week. She got her start in television production as a freshman at Chaparral High School, where she entered the audio and visual production pathway in the school's Career and Technical Education, or CTE, program. Sandoval says once she learned about the AV program, she sought out teacher Stephen Gabaldon to tell him she was ready to commit.
He was setting up some cables or a stage, I think, at the time. I went up to him. I was like, "Hi, my name's Evelyn," shook his hand and smiled at him. And I was like, "I'm here. I want to learn. Teach me everything you can. I heard you're in charge of the AV club, and, you know, I want to learn all these skills."
Hands-on skills, Sandoval says, you can't pick up from a book, like lighting a set or framing a shot.
Yes, we did quizzes, and we did all this paperwork and homework, and, you know, we learned from the book as well. But there, you can't compare that, you know, with hands-on experience. You know, we were actually, you know, rolling up cables, connecting cameras, working with Max, you know, working with Adobe Premiere Pro, you know, editing, you know, photography, making packages, making stories, writing the newscast in the morning.
Mr. Gabaldon has been teaching in the AV program for nearly a dozen years, which features introductory, intermediate, and advanced classes. Gabaldon says he teaches his students how to produce broadcasts in standard and high definition because not every workplace has state-of-the-art equipment.
Everyone doesn't have the same stuff, so where do we go? How do we deal with that? So I try to take advantage of the tools that I do have so the students can jump back and forth between the analog and the digital world, and then when they go out and work for somebody else, they have a better chance of being able to deal with what they're given.
Gabaldon says he doesn't limit what students learn to the classroom, covering concerts, singing competitions, practically any live event that needs a sound system, cameras, or lights. He says those who take his course also learn the soft skills they need to navigate everyday life.
I put the students in real-world situations all the time, good or bad, because every path has a puddle. It doesn't matter what it is, and you have to deal with that when you're out at work. And it doesn't matter what job you have, you're going to have to deal with things that come up. And my personal belief is that we should be teaching two things. We should be teaching students how to think, and we should be teaching them how to solve problems, because that's how you get through the day.
2016-2017 data from the Gadsden Independent School District reports the graduation rate among students who participated in CTE programs was 97.5%, significantly higher than the district-wide rate of 80%. CTE students also scored 3% higher in reading proficiency and nearly 10% higher in math proficiency than non-CTE students. Gabaldon says he wants students who take his classes to embrace work and take pride in what they do, even if it's not media production.
They don't have to do production, and I tell them that from day one. Production isn't for everybody, but the things you learn, you can transfer to other stuff. Just like education, they'll come in and I'll tell them, guys and gals, college is not for everyone, but education is, and they're not the same thing. And you can transfer the skills and you can be successful.
Since attending college, Sandoval has not shied from work. Along with directing News 22, she produces NMSU sports broadcasts for AggieVision and presents the weather for the school's Spanish news broadcast, Noticias 22. Sandoval says she always knew she had a passion to produce. She says the directing skills she gained in high school helped her understand what employers expect and allowed her to quickly move up the ranks after joining News 22.
I already knew how to make a show look clean, a live show, because there's a difference between pre-recordings and live shows. And, you know, to be able to have that practice of working a live show, you know, I advanced. I advanced very quickly, and there was a lot of upperclassmen, and I was just came in as a freshman, and they saw the experience that I had, and I was ready. I was just ready to be in the director's chair, you know what I mean? Because everything else was just little small skills that I had already learned at the high school level.
Giving high schoolers an early chance to gain the skills they need to thrive is helping Sandoval and other students produce highly at the next level. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.